It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everybody wants to know who you're picking in February, then in the middle of March, and anybody who says they know what we're doing, that's just not the case. We don't know what we're doing yet. And I say that because we're taking in all the information. Certainly there's guys that you know you're circling, if you will, but we want to get through this process before we make any determination.
Oh, Kev. I know you try like hell to not be quoted, but that's going to... Oh, boy.
But that's
I could see the glint in Owen's eye. I could
Kenny,
see it in his eyes.
The process is not over, right? I mean, isn't that kind of important?
The one little piece of that is going to be used in perpetuity.
We don't know what we're doing yet. We might have a life.
Oh, no.
And then you're going to go, well, he didn't mean it like that.
Of course he didn't. It depends on if they won that week. If they won that week, he didn't mean it like that. If they lost that week, he absolutely meant it like that. That's the way people are going to say it.
Well, then let's just say this show, we will agree right now. We'll make a pact. We will not play that out of context.
Okay,
we are not going to stoop down to that level. Let the other shows do it. If they want to find,
if they want to find
their cheap laughs, their cheap LOLs, then go right ahead. Be the show to do that. This show, we are not going to go there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm confident in my own skin. I'm
secure.
Boy,
you just protect Stefanski any chance you get, don't you?
Got those two?
Boy,
we find out year two of the gala. We have any news on that?
What do you know about that right now? We're worried about the draft. Damn it! Hold on now.
I'm worried about the gala. Let's draft two of those.
There will be
two
other galas.
They don't know what they're doing with the gala yet. Or
there will be other galas. Why? Ever since we went to the gala, you know who over there on our station is all upset about that we went to a gala.
Well,
didn't shut up about it for 2 months.
Maybe if we can get extra tickets, maybe extra VIPs, maybe we could.
He's a tough guy that pulls no punches, though, so he doesn't. He's not going to kowtow to that tone.
I believe him. I believe when he says they do not have their mind made up. I believe him right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do, too. I think a lot of them do as well.
They still have the Colorado Pro Day, right?
Yeah.
They still have that. You're not going to make up your mind until you've...
Friday? Yeah, Friday.
It's not till Friday.
April 4th, Colorado's Pro Day. Okay, you know what? I can wait. Yeah, tomorrow's John Dorsey Day, and I was going to hold it to myself that I had to make my decision by John Dorsey Day. Could I have until Monday? Or do I have to make my decision by tomorrow, before the pro day?
No. You need to get all the information to come in. You need more speculation. The Browns got to get out there for that pro day. They have to get on the ground. They've got to talk to people because they've had limited time to do so.
All right.
So and then the private workout. Remember,
well,
They haven't been doing pro days. They've been doing the private workouts. Yes. That's what they did in Miami.
He's going to look good on that pro day. You know what's going to happen. He's going to look good on that pro day. I'm going to have 2 days to think. That's why the 2 days makes it more important. Because then I take the 2 days. Because if it were on a Thursday, we came in on Friday, I go, okay, fine, let's just take Shedeur Sanders. But I have 2 days. So you know what's going to happen. He's going to look well on a pro day because it's a pro day. People are going to say, let's stop fussing and fighting. Let's just take this guy at two and let's move on with each other. But I got to figure out by Monday morning when I make my decision. So my Ken Carmen day instead of John Dorsey day will be on April 7th in the year of our Lord 2025. By the time, what are you smiling about over there? By the time I make my decision. Stefanski spoke some more. Who's the type of players he's looking to get in that draft?
You know, we're looking for tough and competitive guys and guys that we can get into our program. We can develop them. You think about all these young players. I think player development is something that's very important to me and are important to our organization. But in order to be able to invest in these guys in the building, you want guys that are love football, that love this game, that love to compete.
Okay. I mean, John did draft Chad Thomas, did not love football.
Mm-hmm.
Want to be the next Rick Rubin. So there you go. That's one you can use against John if you wanted to use one against John.
But how difficult is that to discern that from the meetings, from the discussions, especially when how many players are openly even questioning their desire of football? Like most of these guys, a job interview.
It's tough.
When you go for a job interview.
It's tough.
You know, when guys go for a job interview with our boss here, they don't go, yeah, I really don't like radio. You find it out. You find it out once they get in, like, oh, they don't listen to any radio. They don't. This doesn't drive them.
Yeah.
Like, Mitch doesn't even care about the shows.
No, he doesn't.
What?
He's getting there.
What? What was that? What's that like?
He wasn't listening there. What, Mitch?
I heard you say that, yeah.
What did I say?
You said that I don't, like, listen to any of the shows?
No, we were talking about prospects in football. What does that have to do with you?
We don't know what we're doing yet.
I told you we are not doing that. That's not funny.
So you say we're not, but that's absolutely what we're going to do.
I don't remember making a pact on that.
Who pressed the button?
He didn't make the pact on it. He presses the buttons. He's the one who holds the cards. Owen's the dealer. Stefanski went further. This is the clip I wanted everybody to hear. On being Deion's kid. Remember, this is Stefanski at the league meetings. On being Deion's kid has helped Shedeur get NFL ready.
He's been raised the right way. He's got a great way about him. Obviously, when you're the son of a Hall of Famer, there's a lot that goes with that. But I think he's gotten a lot. I think the benefits of that have been really impressive for him. I think you see a young man that understands what comes with this job, understands the work that goes into this job. So I'd say it's been a very big positive.
I wouldn't be surprised if we found out one way or the other. If his career works out fantastically or it gets just harpooned out there in Lake Erie, I think Deion's very hard on him. I bet Deion is a very demanding father. You know, a lot of people keep pushing that nepotism button, which we'll blow right out of the water before the next draft or the draft after, whenever Arch Manning wants to come out. I think he is. I bet Deion is a very demanding person on his kids. Very hard on his children, very hard on his son. I'm willing to bet it's that way. He's a guy who has made it his entire life's work. Think about this. He has made it his entire life's work on proving any doubters wrong, playing at the very highest level, and he's always come out on top. I don't know a scenario. You mentioned some business thing or whatever. I can't remember any scenario in the NFL where he hasn't come out on top. I mean, if we're talking about Travis Hunter, Deion played both ways every now and then here a little bit with the Cowboys.
Turf toe got him eventually.
Turf toe got him eventually. I think he's missing a toe now. But Deion, at the very beginning of his career, see how much guys are making, sees how much he wants to make. That's what he makes his decision on, ends up panning out for him. Wanted to play in baseball and football on the same day, ended up panning out for him. Like, anytime anybody has been critical. So if I can do it, my son better be ready to do it, because I don't think there's any excuses for Deion. I know that this sounds like Ken likes Shedeur Sanders, so he's just going to talk it up. He just seems like a demanding individual.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And somebody who probably is very tough to be a son of.
This is why I'm impressed with how he has gotten better, how there has been real development.
He has become better,
and,
yes.
And it wasn't like he played behind an amazing offensive line. It was a train wreck 2 years ago. Last year, got a little better, but they also understood what his strengths were. The processing was good. He was getting rid of the football faster, and he was able to diagnose the line of scrimmage. Now, that's at the college level. NFL is obviously a totally different ballgame. There's so many more things you have to key in on. But I'm telling you, for him to be able to have the career he had, despite some of the limitations, I come away more impressed with Shedeur Sanders.
But I hear what people are saying. And I haven't gotten, I got to get a week in. But I hear what people are saying. And I understand you've had a long time to hear this stuff. Because remember, they're bringing up Johnny Manziel. I mean, this is a long time of hearing splashes, making splashes in the draft, and really not having it pan out your way. And I think that they'd like to go quiet on some of this stuff. I don't think the quarterback position in general is quiet anymore. I think anybody you take, we're going to make a big deal of it. Whether it be 26-year-old Tyler Shuck, whether it be Jackson Dart, who people talk themselves into, or Will Howard, a guy who I really like because I do think he's a leader. I do think he could diagnose. I do think he could play well. I wish his arm was a bit stronger, but I do think those things for him. Or whether it be Shedeur Sanders. I think they just want quiet. And any one of those other guys, Jalen Milroe doesn't come with a whole lot of expectations. I think Jalen Milroe's a very quiet storyline if the Browns take him. In general, I think any quarterback you take is going to be a storyline, but Jalen Milroe becomes a very quiet storyline in comparison to the guys you take. I think that's what people want. I think they look at it and they say, you know what, you've had 5 years, you've made splashes, they haven't worked out. For any number of reasons that people could bring up, whether it's they ran their favorite quarterback out of town, they brought in a quarterback they didn't like, or that quarterback just didn't work out and people were arguing with the people who were arguing with the people who said they were running the quarterback out of town, then those people are mad because that quarterback didn't work out. And they just want quiet. They don't want to deal with it anymore. And that I can respect. Because if you do go out and you get Shedeur Sanders, I don't think he's going to be the type of guy. I don't think it's going to be him waking up feeling dangerous, whooping up the people, getting them going in that way. I think he'll try to respect the process as best he can because I don't think he'd be the week one starter. I think certainly anybody would be the week one starter. I think he'd respect the process, but I think there'd be just so much around it, they don't even want to deal with it. They don't want to have to argue with their friends about when he should start, if he should start. The Kenny Pickett thing, man, I don't want to start the season with Kenny Pickett. I think I've made that abundantly clear. I think a lot of fans feel that way. I think that's why they got excited about Kirk Cousins. They cannot imagine a season where they are paying attention to Browns football, emotionally involved in Browns football. We start the season with Kenny Pickett as our starting QB.
That's a rough one. That's very rough.
So I don't want to believe it. I think there's people who refuse to believe it. So far, I've refused to believe it.
And again, our fan base, that's the one quarterback we had universally trashed.
Yes.
We had laughed when they took him. We laughed at the misfortune as he was playing. And then he ends up starting for the Cleveland Browns week one in September.
And hey, if you can get him figured out, fine. But I think a lot of people aren't going to like that. And then does that make it, if it is Kenny Pickett, and I expect he's not going to go out there and play very well at all, is that going to make me force Shedeur Sanders or somebody else before it's too soon? They'd rather let that problem be somebody else's problem. Go ahead and let that be the guys who people have already started to divorce themselves emotionally from in Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. I think that they're done with it. Because so many people, I mean, you already got the people. Why aren't you giving more to Stefanski? Why aren't you yelling more at Stefanski? I just think it's a package deal. I think it's a hand-in-hand thing. They stay together. They don't stay together. One of the two. And halfway through the year, if it doesn't go our way, they'll probably be removed together. And we'll be searching for a new general manager and head coach, maybe a head coach before a general manager, because that's the way it's done today. You brought up the situation of people wanting maybe Will Howard in the second round or another round and not going after Shedeur Sanders. Does that surprise you, that result from people?
It did. It totally surprised, especially because it was just a week earlier when we were taking cold calls, basically. You were taking them, and you took 30 of them. And like, what, 20?
Yeah, 20.
20 of them were pro-Sanders, and they were definitive. And so I thought, all right, maybe this town is becoming a Shedeur Sanders town. But when you gave them the option of another quarterback, and it happened to be the guy that won the national championship, you know, for Ohio State.
Yeah.
And everybody watched it, and he was pretty good. He was pretty damn good. I mean, it was the best he had played all season. He went on a run at the right time. I was surprised by those results, definitely.
I think that's because they want somebody quiet. And Will Howard did play at Ohio State. I think that has something to do with it. I think you have more Ohio State people who align with you than I would. I think that's, to me, I think that's why people should be surprised. I know that historically Ohio State quarterbacks have not done too terribly well until recent in the NFL. I get all that. I don't think you should use that against them. The Texas Tech quarterbacks didn't do that well until Patrick Mahomes started in the NFL. I don't think that their history of the team should do that. I look at the quarterback, and I like the way he leads. I like that he was able to rally a group around that. I mean, the Buckeyes are as close to professionals as you're going to find in college football. And that's a professional football team for almost every intent and purpose other than apparently they have to go to class. But it's an NIL-driven organization, program. He had to get those guys who are, a lot of them with the exception of Jack Sawyer, who is very much a heart and soul defensive guy who's from Columbus, Ohio, went to Pickerington. I think that stays a lot to what you're able to do as a leader, Will Howard is. And so that makes me like Will Howard. And if I'm going to take a flyer on somebody, not a risk, but if I'm going to take a flyer on somebody and go, okay, I like him as a QB. I don't like him to start the season. I like Kevin Stefanski fairly efficiently enough. Hopefully everybody else stays away. And the people who are supposed to be running their positions are running their positions. If I like Kevin Stefanski with the way he's handled quarterbacks, for the most part, I think I have, even though it's been a mixed bag. I like Will Howard. Maybe we can use Will Howard there. If I'm going to take a flyer on somebody, if I'm punting on the quarterback position, I'll take a flyer on Will Howard. Is it enough to talk me out of the Shedeur Sanders thing? I still get stuck on their jobs are on the line. If they don't make any sort of an impression, then they're probably going to get blown out. And 7 wins with Kenny Pickett and Will Howard looks different than 7 wins with Shedeur Sanders and Kenny Pickett. It just does.
It does, yeah.
Because you feel, in those 7 games, in those 7 wins, you could feel you have a bright future on the horizon.
And then, you fast forward a year, we are having totally different conversations about the reboot of the Cleveland Browns.
It could talk you out of something terrible, or it could talk you into making a bad decision later on because maybe you pass on quarterbacks in the upcoming draft. But that's something that they have to deal with, and that's something that, again, if they get the chance to make that draft in the 2026, that's something that they'll have to reckon with as well.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Ooh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming
over. Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.